BBC Sounds.
There's yellow tape everywhere here. It's a crime scene.
It's just not right. How much do they earn to kill a rhino?
About 40, 50,000 for one rhino horn.
The podcast you'll be glad you can't see, but need to hear.
Worldwide, there are only 5,400 black rhino.
That's why I've been banging the drum about it being a war.
Time is running out to save the rhino. Kevin Peterson, Beast of Man. To listen, download the free BBC Sounds app.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and you have stumbled across the Made in Chelsea podcast. Now, I know I'm a pretty charming guy, all right? And people come up to me and go, hey, Jamie, how do you do it? And I tell them, be enthusiastic about meeting people. And most importantly, always be ready to smile. So make sure yours are looking the best with Sensodyne. It's designed to help care for sensitive teeth. The MIC Drop is proudly sponsored by Sensodyne, here for the hashtag sensitive moments on Made in Chelsea.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high. Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys.
You know, we know a bunch of you guys drove up from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So we really thank you guys for making the trip to Chicago. So to pay it back, we're going back to Chicago in November. Those tickets are going on sale in like 2 weeks. So just stay tuned.
Now, you know, I wait until we get on stage to start drinking. So pour it stiff. You guys are so nice in this town. My God, you guys are really nice people. And I'm from Texas. I'll say hi to a fucking lamppost. I don't even care. I'm like, hi. I'll like hug anything. And you guys put us to shame. You are so nice here.
So nice. I was in the crosswalk today. I was walking. And this lady, because, you know, like I was being a good person and not jaywalking. And when I finally the walk sign came on, like I was walking and this other lady was walking the opposite direction. She goes, Red Rover, send me over. And I was like, she has been waiting to do that all day. And she probably does it every day in every crosswalk. And I was like, yes, I agree.
Now, coming from where we live, you know, we live in Los Angeles, and so I'm always like, oh, I'm so fat, these fucking stick figures everywhere. You guys eat here, so thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And I mean that in all sincerity. I was walking around all confident today. I walked like two blocks. I walked two blocks to Starbucks, and I was exhausted, and, you know, I'm immediately sweating, and everyone's like, someone wanna sit down? You know?
I had an omelet today, and there were cheese curds in it. I was like,
fucking whoa. Love this place. Actually, the only way that it, because this is my dream, you know, that everybody in LA gets like chunky. Okay. Like I've been dreaming it for years. And so I'm kind of getting, it's not everybody, but it's our Uber drivers. And I always sit right behind the Uber driver and Ben takes the, you know, leg room. He has longer legs. And so I sit right behind the driver. Girl, I feel like I've given birth to two gigantic Uber drivers. I'm like this. My knees are up to my face. I've like stretched out, you know. It's like a stretching out machine. It's like two chubby guys just on some little log ride, you know.
There are also like so many hot guys here. Like,
yes.
Like that corn-fed Miss Midwestern sort of thing. I was like, damn.
The whole world would have gay pride if they saw your gaze.
Yeah. Oh, happy pride. Happy pride, Milwaukee.
Yeah, happy pride, Milwaukee. God, this place is amazing. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I walked. I just said that. I just want to say it again. Because it was hard.
So, welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo that we just love to watch.
It's a very special day because it's Southern Charm.
Yeah, Southern Charm.
Southern Charm, the show where nothing really happens, but we have 19 pages of notes.
Yeah. Oh, it's
every
so good.
Time. All right, you want to just start with the thing?
Well, first I'm going to enjoy a sip of my Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Did you do it?
I did it. It was good.
I love that. Their musical openings are hilarious. It's just Judgy Cameron. Okay, so you know when people have babies and then they immediately become less of a monster because they understand what it's like to be shat upon? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like snotty people that have a baby and then they're like, oh, I got barfed on this morning. I'll be nicer to people.
Yeah.
Not Cameron, and I love it. That baby is not going to break the bitch spirit that is alive and well in Cameron. You know?
No, no, absolutely not.
She'll still judge right from the beginning. She's like, well, here's what's going on. Catherine is out with the old and in with the new. A new old man, a new car she can't afford. It's like, dang, because you know that that's what she's saying, you know.
Yeah.
You can hear all the Southern, what she's really saying underneath what she's saying.
Exactly. So after Cameron does her little opening, we open up with Patricia being driven somewhere. And she's wearing, like, all these patterns and feathers. It was, like, just in time for Gay Pride. I was really appreciated that.
Or a Hobby Lobby festival, you know?
Or one of those.
I feel like there should be some gay following her around with a glue gun at all times, you know?
There probably is.
And I'm not paying for your birth control, neither.
Yeah. So for those of you guys who are not up to date on Southern Charm, Patricia's new, her hairstylist is none other than this new lady, Madison LaCroix. And I have to say, I don't know how Madison's going to fare on this show.
Well, did you just hear that Madison reaction? Jeez.
People were like, boo. It's a bunch of Shep fans, huh? No.
I love Madison. I want Madison to date every guy on there and cheat on him 5 times.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the men on this show deserve.
Yeah.
You go, Madison.
So Patricia's like, you know, my hair, I don't know. This Madison, it's just not, something's not right.
It's on this top part. Something's just not right there.
It's on
something's on Madison's mind.
I can feel it. My hair knows it all.
For some reason, she's not able to concentrate. I was like, how many times does she need to give the editors the cue to put in that video of Austin pulling his dick? Like, what?
What? This is insane.
You're insane right now.
You're an insane person right now, Madison. You're insane.
Insane. Right now.
He goes back into his room. This is insane.
I can't believe they didn't put it in there because they put that clip everywhere else, you know. So then we get a scene of Austin, you know, who really does fit in with this cast because he can make a whole scene out of just not being able to find his phone,
yeah.
You know.
And he is like, he pops up from his bed. He's like, it's missing. This is insane right now. Where is it? It's insane.
It's like a dog sniffing, his mouth just moving like.
You know it's bad for Austin when he's getting the Craig edit, you know?
Poor Craig.
I know Craig's like the Renaissance man now of this show.
Speaking of which, Craig is now in his bathroom shaving, and he's like,
he never finishes.
I need
just one stripe of hair right here. One stripe done at a time, you know.
I need to wake up my brain cells.
I'm like, why start now?
He's like, I need to wake up my brain cells. So he starts drinking from the water from the faucet. He's like, now he's getting the Colonel Gizmo edits.
But that's so this show. They're like, look at Craig. What a lazy ass drinking from the sink. It's like, that's like everyone in the world, you know. But Southern Charm, they're like, a mile, mighty, can you believe it? It drank from the faucet.
It's like Dorit now, the producer of Southern Charm.
You know, Patricia's sitting at home watching that scene like, I just have to get a good blank Patricia nod in there.
Yeah.
She was only in that first scene, okay? So yeah. I'll be adding her commentary into every scene from now.
That was also the same look that Patricia gave us when she sat in the front row at our Charleston show. Every time she's like...
Then after we said, did you like it? She went, hilarious. So then Chelsea is at work, which is crazy because it's like the only time you see that on this show. It's like, oh, someone working!
I know, it's shocking.
How did she slip through the cracks? So she's working and the delivery guy shows up and he's like, I got a surfboard for you. It's festering ships, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I write down festering? Because up here in the beginning, when they were doing last week or previously, Shep was like, you got to take care of this. You got to take care of this and break up with that girl, Austin. You want it to fester? It's just such an odd question for Shep, of all people, to ask.
It's like his word of the day. He's just going to go around saying, oh, is this coffee festered yet? I'm that guy ordering festering coffee.
I've got a surfboard for festering Shep. Okay, that explains that note. So Chelsea's like, so Shep said, I'm going to buy a surfboard. But I'm going to get a haircut. So about the surfboard and the haircut place? And he's like, yeah, that's what he said.
Golly. So
she said, that's good service. And he's like, yeah, it is. I meant me. Taking a fucking surfboard for somebody. Does that. And then it takes up the whole couch.
That is just inappropriate for the Willow Salon, okay?
Yeah, he does that.
So then we go over to Austin. Those are all like quick flashes. Now this show sort of settles in on Austin. He's like on his laptop at home doing who knows what on Pornhub.
He's thinking. You can tell because he's doing that. He's in a hoodie. He's doing that thing where he's like
a hoodie of mourning.
He's like going through it.
And then so Craig comes in. Craig's like, and he comes in, and Austin's like, God, come in like a freight train.
Yeah, I'm being really active and productive today, saving the world one pillow at a time. Brought you something.
And this is obviously the day after they were coked out of their minds calling that girl from that bar. Because they're both, you know, we all recognize that look.
Yeah.
I know you all do. Come on now. It's like you're just like, ugh, your face is like this. It looks like, you know, you're a dead person on a TV show that's been in a lake for a week or whatever. You're like... And they're like, feel like shit, bro.
Also, I mean, I feel like we should, I feel like it's very important for those people who did not watch last week's episode that we recreate what it was like for Shep to console Austin.
Gosh.
Gosh. It gets better.
And Austin's just like... No tears are crying, but his mouth is sobbing. It's like... I've never gotten so much enjoyment from someone's mouth. And I will say that on Pride, you know?
Yes. Yes.
And I've tried. So Craig is like, yeah, I just want to be a good friend. So I wanted to get you something. They didn't have Pride on the menu, so I just got you a sandwich. And then Austin's like, dude, thank you. This is the best thing you've ever done for me. And then we get to see Austin eat. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, this is what Austin was like eating a breakfast sandwich.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go. It's like so disgusting. Count with the men on these shows. Ben wanted to actually get a burrito.
I was going to do, I was like, I'm going to commit to this
bit. Yeah, that's a dedication to prop comedy.
I'll have lettuce everywhere. This is fun.
I'm a closet eater, okay? I pretend I don't eat in public. I'm like, eat, no, it's genetic. It's genetic. It's not from eating. It's not from eating. God hates me. It's not from eating.
So Austin's like a little worried that he's maybe overreacted about Madison's DMs to Danny's boyfriend, Gentry. And Craig is like, dude, I think she's a man-eater. Like, she will literally eat your flesh. It's scary.
Dude, your girlfriend had her friend text some guy because she's so good at not getting caught.
Obviously not, because that's like the whole plot of the show, you know? And Austin's like, bro, here's the thing, bro. Am I overreacting? He's like, no, bro. God, no, you're not. He's like, are you sure? Because I still want to be. He's like, no, bro, no. And he goes, and Austin goes, she's only had like 3 boyfriends, bro. And he's like, yeah, 3 boyfriends because the other ones didn't respond on Instagram, bro. Like,
and Austin's like, I'm just like really embarrassed that like, you know, I loved her and then she did that. You know, I'm just like really embarrassed about it. And Craig just sitting there in the chair, just like laughing, goes, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the hilarity that is girls. I'm like,
no one knows what girls are thinking.
Girls are crazy, right? Girls be like DMing. I'm like, you're drinking Bud Light at 11 a.m. on a Wayfair chair.
So Austin's like, is it bad? I'm going to miss her. And Craig's like, no, people suck. Which, you know, Craig at least is like aware of the world, you know? And Austin's like, but I'm sad. And Craig's like, bro, because they're all like hoodied up. He's like, yeah. Bro,
we should watch Frozen. That's what I do when I'm sad.
Cut to Craig staring at an actual ice cube. God, this movie is so good.
Craig dancing around his living room to Frozen.
Let it go. Let it go. Go.
If I were a snowman. La da 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 da. No, Craig, wrong musical.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Falls asleep in the middle of every song.
I was going to build a snowman, and I got halfway through, and I was like, it was a lot of work, but I went to the Bahamas, and now I'm, like, back and ready to finish my snowman. I like that Austin is like, as much as it hurts me to say it, it's over. I'm like, you're not fucking Luke and Laura, okay? Like, no one cares. He goes, clearly she doesn't care, or... Why is my brain doing this to me when I'm talking about Austin?
Because I'm watching you. It's weird. Look.
He's like, he's basically like, clearly she didn't, you know, care about me as much as I cared about her. I'm like, or you cheated.
Oh, come on. It's Southern Charm. That was barely a blip.
Yeah.
Has he been arrested for like selling cocaine in office yet? Then he's got a way to go. Okay, this is Southern Charm. Oh, I think I wiped my sweat on your thing. Sorry. There you
That's
go.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Got 19 towels up here for people who can't see. Okay, so let's see. So next song, The Willow Salon.
Willow Salon.
So Shep comes in, and you know, because the sound, Shep comes in so much to get a haircut, but he never really gets anything taken off, which is, have you noticed how many haircuts he gets on this show? He's on there like every other week getting a haircut. So now the ringer is like, gosh, gosh, every time he walks in the room.
I feel like every time Chelsea puts a scissor into his hair, it's going to be like Slimer, just coming out with like a, you know.
So she's like, you got a delivery, you diva.
And he's like, it is. I had to get a 7-4. I'm a fat old guy now. Score, gosh.
So they're talking about this whole DM situation with Madison, etc. And Chelsea's like, so have you seen the DM? And Shep goes, no, I'm not Nancy Drew or something. Gosh. Not Nancy Drew.
Yeah, Madison's not going to be cutting my hair after the way she betrayed my friend, Garth.
That is weird that he brought up Nancy Drew. I mean, can't you even go to, like, Jessica Fletcher? I mean, just a little more recent. Jesus.
I'll never know what's in the clock tower.
And Chelsea, because Chef's like, you don't have to wash my hair, Garth. I already washed it before I came, okay? And Chelsea's like, okay, well, now watch out. This might feel funny. She gets the spray thing and sprays it in his hair. It's like, shh, shh, because she knows he's lying, you know?
Please
like,
tell
me. Ow! What was that? It's water. It's water on your head, Chef.
Please tell your lass it's about to rain a little bit. Thank you.
So she's like, yeah, Austin's so upset about a message on Insta, but he's not too upset to have a threesome on her. And Chef's like, course.
Oh, yeah, and then we get this clip. We've never seen it before. It's a new one.
This is amazing that they showed this.
It's a new one.
What?
You're insane.
What? You're insane right now.
Oh.
When you know you're on Instagram, you know, he sees that phone, he's like, come on, come on.
You can do it, get bigger, buddy.
Madison. Madison. I mean.
So Shep's like, listen, she could have walked away after that and no one would have blamed her.
And she's like, but how can you be so upset over an Insta message when you've been cheating the whole time?
And he's like, but she decided to make it work, and that's the difference.
He has a penis, okay? That's what makes the difference. Now, as I have one too, I would like to keep that fluid throughout my life as well, you know? Just let my dick excuse me for anything, you know?
Yeah.
Get pulled over. I have a penis. How dare you?
So Chelsea goes, you know what? To me, you get what you give. And Shep goes, okay, go on. I'm like, Shep, that was it. I don't think it needs further elaboration.
Every Christmas, every gift Shep opens for Christmas is like a herpes sore, or like, I don't know, like one of those little syphilis bugs they show on the billboards in West Hollywood. They're like, syphilis is back, and it's like this cute little worm, possibly a worm spider. I know, they make them so warm and fuzzy. Where can I get one of those, Mom?
Has a little hat with an American flag on it. So, Chelsea's like, if you want a girl who won't cheat on you, don't cheat on the person you're with. Do better and you'll be better and you'll find better.
And Steph goes, yeah, well, I mean, that's true, but the threesome was forever ago. That was like 4 months ago.
That was before the current season of American Idol. Gosh!
You shouldn't rake someone over the coals for their whole life, Garth.
I was like, that's true, but you can at least rake them over the coals for like a quarter, you know?
Yeah. Place them gently on the coals. So Shep's like, gosh,
you're the only chill person he's ever dated, Chelsea.
And she's like, well, I heard from Madison. And I was like, oh, yes, Madison is coming in to play ball now, okay?
Yeah, Madison's been on TV for like all of like 3 seconds this entire season, and she has like dominated everything.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, what I heard from Madison, he talked shit about me, and she has the screenshots of it, and she showed it to me. And I was like, school Madison! School up for Madison!
Yeah, apparently Austin was saying that Chelsea lives a fake life just for Instagram, says the guy who has a beer company.
And he's like, well, that wasn't cool of her.
And she's like, yeah, he said, fuck Chelsea anyway. All she does is lead some fake life on Instagram. And Shep's like,
geez, so you've had it up to here, huh?
She's like, yeah. She goes, well, I never mentioned Austin to my boyfriend.
Ernest.
Peter.
Damn it.
That doesn't sound right. My boyfriend.
Lionel.
That's not right. My boyfriend. My boyfriend from Canada.
Rolando.
The song from South Park. My boyfriend from Canada. Peter. Did I say Peter? It's not. I forgot, but I got a boyfriend from Canada. And I never mentioned him to that guy. So it's odd to me that Austin is mentioning me to his girlfriend. And then his girlfriend tells his ex, which is great.
Does anybody else love Chelsea this year?
I was going to say the Chelsea. Same thing.
I love her. I've never really...
I'm going to be honest, like, the first two... This is, I think, her third season. And the first two, maybe it's her fourth, I don't know. But up until this point, I was like, well, Chelsea's fine, but she's, like, never great. But this season, every time she's on, I'm just, like, loving her.
Yeah, she's learned. Look, this girl Chelsea. Has a house to pay off now. She's going to stir as much shit as possible, you know?
Yeah.
That's the secret, well, apparently. Just get the Bravo stars in debt, and they'll cause shit forever.
Yeah. You know? Well, she's not stuck in Austin jail, you know? Like, she was stuck, like, tied to his storyline for two seasons. So now she can finally be a free bird.
Do you think they even really dated? I don't think they really dated.
No, I don't think they dated.
No, they don't seem like it. Because she doesn't seem grossed out enough by him when she sees him. Like, when she sees him, she's just like, hey. You know, like, when you've dated someone and you have to see him, and you're like, ugh!
Yeah.
Like, your insides are like, ugh! She doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I think that's my proof.
Yeah, she looked at him like a banana in your kitchen. Like, oh, cool. I might have that.
It's getting spotty.
Yeah.
Might be time to throw the little flies around it. Might be time to go.
You're like, damn, like, do I keep this banana or do I see? I don't know. Okay, so now we go over to Cameron's house where motherhood is hard. Which it is, by the way. I say that as someone who is not a mother.
Mothering is hard? Oh, yeah, it is. I was looking to where I was on my notes because I still had 5 pages on that scene for some reason. And then she snipped his hair. Okay, this is Cameron with a baby, okay? She's looking at, she's like, fuck is this thing? Stop crying!
Where's the off button on this thing?
Honey, I'm pushing the mushy spot. It's not quieting down. Quiet.
I need you to stay there while Mama works.
Shut up. Shut up.
I love that she just puts her baby in a cage. She's like, now have fun in your little cage right there.
She's like, be quiet. Just be quiet. Drink this Tito's.
Go.
Put this Tito's in there. You be quiet.
The story of Ronnie's life.
Works for Jason.
I know, that was a reenactment of my childhood.
That was a very autobiographical moment.
I love you. Yeah, I didn't get bottles of Tito's. It's just my tooth always hurt. My mom would be like, does your tooth still hurt, honey? Come here. Just drink this. And you drink it like, eh. I don't remember what it was, but it's some kind of brown liquor. Was it? Brandy.
Brandy.
You see? Take her children away. There, I found her. I found her. Found her. That was my social services trick question for you, sucka. They did, though. I mean, that's why you grow up craving certain things, you know? Virginia Slims. Sometimes I'll still crave that shit, you know?
So Cameron's doing that whole story arc thing. I feel like we saw it at something recently. I don't remember what it was. Where, like, the arc for the season is going to be, like, I have to give up control and hire a nanny, but I'm not ready to do it yet. Oh, that was actually Brandy on Dallas who had that storyline.
Yeah,
it's at the end, it's like, Brandy finally hired Dallas.
I need to accept help.
I'm like, you need to pay for some goddamn help. It's not like everybody else is sitting around, like, being too selfish that they won't just accept a nanny. Stupid. Makes me so mad. Not that you're getting help. Just be honest, you know? If this was me, I'd be like, fuck this baby, I'm getting a nanny. Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, I win! I win!
Task rabbit. So now we go over to Chelsea's house. So all the girls are now starting to pack because they're going on a treehouse trip, okay? So Chelsea calls up Catherine, and it's like, leave a message after the
Like, all right. Hi, it's Chelsea. Gonna go on a trip with you, I think, but I don't know where to. Talk to you later.
So then Naomi's in her house with her dog in a closet. Why do I write this shit down? Who cares? Like, literally nothing happens. They're like, hi, hi.
That's Southern charm. It's just like you sit through like 15 minutes of like mundane shit and then some crazy stuff happens, you know?
I know, but it's not even just like taking notes and then this happens and you're still taking notes. This is me taking notes. Naomi sits in a... Pause. Naomi sits in a closet with her... Was it a dog she was with? Rewind, rewind, rewind. It's like 5 hours later. And now I have Naomi's dog closet. Phone Danny. Who cares? No one cares.
I care. Get me a nanny. Naomi's talking on the phone with Danny. And there's like, Danny is in a tizzy this episode. Because she's been trying to call Catherine for the past 2 days and Catherine does not respond. And she's MIA again. I'm like, yes, she's literally in Miami. You're correct. Yes.
That's like the most culture this show has ever had, by the way, saying MIA. So she's like, don't go MIA. Like, the worst thing to happen to these girls is for Catherine not to call them back immediately. Yeah. It's like the biggest drama. Remember last year, they're like, what happened to Catherine? I've been texting her for 3 days. She didn't text me back. She's sleeping probably, okay? Maybe she's online shopping or like masturbating. Listen, I'm texting your ass back either, and I'm currently not addicted to anything.
You know that Catherine probably trolls all these girls with that little gif of the, like, typing a message thing where you're like, oh, they're typing something to me. And then, like, 24 hours later, like, that fucking bitch. It's just a gif.
Because, you know, when you have that friend who's, like, always uses the Siri thing to text where it's like, they can't just write it. Because if you have to write it, you're like, I at store tanks, C-U-L-8-R, you know? If you have to write it. But then if you use Siri, you're like, well, here I am walking down the street. What a beautiful day it is, isn't it? God, I love the sun. So I was wondering about this girls' trip we're going to take. I love girls' trips. Isn't it fun being a girl? Oh, boys, am I right? You know, and then you get a text. It's like, this fucking long. It's like as long as your arm from this friend. And then you just don't want to read the text. Because you're like, fuck her, you know, taking my time with her Siri. Like, Siri ain't reading this to me. I still have to actually read the fucking thing. Danny texts like that, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I love that your text.
You know she does. You know she's a wall of text. And then Catherine's like, no.
I just love that your dictation voice is Countess Luann.
Yeah, it's Luann.
Oh, would you believe it?
Oh, could you believe it?
Oh, I was at my cabaret.
Walking down the street.
Hey, are we still going on that trip to my roundhouse in the tree? Just want to know what to pack. I'll be wearing Giovanni. Giovanni.
Giovanni. New song coming spring 2023.
Yes.
Feeling Giovanni.
God, I can't wait for that one.
And by the way, as long as we have a captive audience, fuck those rumors that Ramona and Luann are on the chopping block. Fuck those rumors. Fuck them.
Those are bad, bad rumors.
Bad
Don't
idea.
Spread rumors like that.
Whoa.
Poor Ramona.
I can't believe they want to get rid of me, okay? Because you know what? If they get rid of me, they also get rid of my best friend / daughter, Avery, okay?
It's like ground zero for who old people have fucked, you know? Like, you have to keep that trifecta of Ramona, Luann, and Sonia just to keep up of the old men in New York, you know? Like,
yeah. We don't mess with it. I know people are mad with Luann this season because she's being crazy, but just go with it, Bravo. Do not take us down this path, okay?
Very so the passionate. Point is, Naomi is in her closet with her dog.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the point. So Naomi's like, I'm just trying to figure out how to pack for this trip. And Danny's like, well, I've been trying to get in touch with Catherine for like 2 days, and I was actually just in the process of texting her right now saying, Catherine, please don't... Oh, you already said that. I'm sorry. Redoing it. Sorry.
Either way.
It just hit me. So then we get the clip of last year, their wellness check, when they actually went to her house. And we're like, Catherine, we're only here because we care. Also, the camera crew cares, the grip guy. If you think I'm on drugs and you come knocking at my door with a camera crew, get ready to fucking die, okay? I'm from Texas. You don't know what I have in my closet, and I'll use it. I'd be nicer to a burglar. I'd be like, are you hungry? You must be hungry if you're burgling my poor ass. Come in, just come in. But if you try and catch me in a drug-fueled state, you're gonna die. I'm telling you that right now.
The sad truth, though, is that I am so Danny in this situation. I'm like, she's not texting back. This is crazy. I mean, I just talked with her about it 3 years ago. I can't believe it.
And I'm Catherine. I'm like, Erm.
Yeah. I think, was this Danny's first...
Erm. Just shoots one little Erm at your forehead.
An Erm gun. Double-barreled Erm gun.
Dun, dun, dun. Erm.
Erm.
A duck falls from the sky.
Those Erms are powerful.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello and welcome to Marriott Hotels' In Focus podcast, which brings together some of the UK's brightest minds to help ambitious individuals reach their full potential. From self-care to side hustles, this podcast explores career trends to offer advice, guidance, and practical tips to those who want to get ahead in their careers. We'll be exploring what it means to lead, what our panelists have learned about being leaders, and offering practical tips and advice on how to improve your style of management. You can catch more episodes of the In Focus podcast by keeping an eye out on travelbrilliantly.co.uk or by following at Marriott on Twitter.
BBC Sounds.
Yellow tape everywhere here. It's a crime scene.
It's just not right. How much do they earn to kill a rhino?
About 40, 50,000 for one rhino horn.
The podcast you'll be glad you can't see, but need to hear.
Worldwide, there are only 5,400 black rhino.
That's why I've been banging the drum about it being a war.
Time is running out to save the rhino. Kevin Peterson, Beast of Man. To listen, download the free BBC Sounds app.
Anyway, Danny is losing her mind, and I think, I could be wrong, but I think this was Danny's first ever, like, interview on, right?
All our. It looked weird. She I didn't know like, how to take it.
She was so nervous. She was, like, clearly not comfortable, because she was, like, doing it in her first interview and talking shit at the same time. So she was like, I think it's hard for a lot of people to be friends with Catherine. She really doesn't hold herself accountable, and would it be too much? Would it, it would just be so much simpler if she just communicated. Don't hurt me, Catherine.
She was as cute, but she put herself there, so I have to make fun of her. Okay, so you know when people get really nervous and they get that one eye that starts crossing? That's yeah. what she was doing. She was yeah. like, well, it's really hard to be friends with Catherine because, like, she doesn't all this.
She's like, we just need to know if we need to pack Uggs or stilettos. It's very simple. It's so simple. It's so goddamn simple. Catherine, text me back, please. Her brain just explodes. She's like,
and so then Chelsea calls Cam about the trip. And Cam's like, are you ready? Get me the fuck away from this lump of nothing. Get me away from it. And Chelsea's like, well, I don't even know what we're supposed to do. No one heard from Catherine. I don't know if we're supposed to be painting each other's nails or we're going hunting. Like, those are the only options.
Yeah. We're going to a treehouse. So now it's like 8 hours later, dun, dun, dun. And you just see Catherine walking up to her apartment, her like 10-story apartment. She's like, Oh, shit, there's mail.
The music is like, dun, 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 dun. It's like I'm thinking Catherine's going to be shown like shooting up in a corner, you know, like.
She's literally
her baby all malnourished, like just like you know, dead in the driveway. The way the music is, and Catherine's just like,
"I'm just going home.
Mail.
Guess I'll check the mail."
She's and then like, she goes, lost orange and white Persian cat. I'm like, "That's Colonel Gizmo."
That's true.
Save Colonel Gizmo. Why are you doing to Catherine?
They've actually shipped Gizmo from Naomi's office from when it was
Gizmo
hanging out
shipped himself. Gizmo was like, yeah, took like a little stamp. I was like,
Boop, boop. Meow, bye.
Gizmo's like, you better get me the heck out of here. Get you that.
Gizmo got a promotion. He's already doing
this shit.
Gizmo is now Shannon Bedore.
Ah! I'm having so much fun in Naomi's office. Ah! Ah, what a great office.
So much fun. My mom paying so much attention to me in an office. I'm sitting in a box.
40 to 50 negative thoughts in this box right now. I'm just... Here lies Gizmo the cat, killed by David.
I loved Catherine's reaction to seeing that flyer, because she's like,
lost orange and white Persian cat. Oh, my Lord.
She's just never heard of such a thing.
Missing cats.
So then Catherine just gets on her bed as like, I'm just going to check up on my text for the past month. She's like smiling all happy.
Yeah, because they're from Joe, her new boyfriend. It's like,
disbarred. He's so cute. Arrested. Adorable.
So Danny calls up and she's like, what the French, Catherine?
And Catherine's like,
what the French toast?
Danny's like, where have you been? She's like,
well, I was in Miami and New York. Persian cat lost. What the heck?
And Catherine's so out to lunch. She's like, just so happy to be on a bed in this borrowed house. Where did this house come from, by the way? Want it. Why don't we have friends like that? Our friends suck. Our friends are all poor. I want a 4-story house.
I know.
That we can podcast from. We're like, we're helping you sell your mansion by podcasting from it.
I don't know what he's talking about. So that's
okay. They do.
So Danny's like, are we still on for tomorrow? Everyone's been calling me. And Catherine's like, please tell me you're not making this into a big fucking deal. Danny's like, no, of course not.
Danny's like, big deal. No, it's not a big deal.
No.
It's just that nobody could get a hold of you.
Is the city burning down? Calm down.
So Catherine goes, I made very concrete plans.
Clip of Catherine.
And then we see...
She's talking on her phone in her car.
We see a flashback of her in the Jeep when she's driving literally like this.
And she's like...
The steering wheel is here and her hands are back here.
She's like holding the steering wheel with her elbow.
We're going to be going to like the oak tree...
Treehouse.
Or a... I think
wine.
It's a garden trees of a...
I'm doing the coloring book.
Like in like 4 or 8 days, I don't know. Oh, there was a little orange cat I just drove over, but...
Whoa.
My props are... My
litterer.
Props are slippery.
Ben just littered.
I just slipped on my tissues.
So she's like, we're going to a tree house. It's called Bold House or Bolt or Bolt, something like that. I think it's a tree house or a house with a tree. I forget. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're going to drive there. I don't know.
It's a cabin in the woods or it might be a hotel in the city. I don't remember.
And then she goes, I'll keep you updated. So then it cuts back. And then he's like, you said you'd keep us updated.
And Catherine's just like, look. If you're asking me what to pack or where to go, I mean, like, come on, look on Pinterest.
Yeah, she's like, Google it or Pinterest it or
Pinterest.
Something.
Pinterest. Vacation.
You know those faces she makes? She's like, just Google it or Pinterest it. Love Catherine faces. That's the saddest thing about having an audio podcast, not being able to do Catherine faces.
I know.
And also, Catherine just found Pinterest like last week because she talks about Pinterest this whole time. That's all she says now. She's like, I Googled it in Pinterest.
So now it's finally the day of the girls' trip. And Catherine's like looking over her Rolls Royce paperwork, which I don't even know about this Rolls Royce. I support it, but I'm very confused by it. It's better than when Gretchen and Slade got a Rolls Royce, okay? When Gretchen and Slade got their Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because Gretchen and Slade, you know, that was just for like an auto bump from some guy who's like, I'll give you a Rolls Royce if you put me on Orange County. And then the second they left Orange County, he probably took it, right? Do they still have that? I don't know.
Yeah, they have like a horse and wagon now.
Yeah. But this one is a 2011.
Yeah.
And it's still like $126,258.50.
Yeah. Price is right.
Girl, you can get a baby for cheaper than that.
So Catherine is just sitting in her kitchen, and then so begins like my favorite like ongoing joke of the episode, which is she's sitting there, and all of a sudden you're like, she's like, ah!
It's like, boom! Boom!
Boom! And the music is like, dun-dun-dun! It's like The Conjuring. She's like, arm!
And Cameron is first. And you know Cameron's that friend you don't ever want to be the first one to the party, but she always is. Because she walks right in and she's like, oh my God, what a gorgeous place. How much is this? How many floors is this? Did you get a deal? Who's paying
okay,
for this exactly?
Is that dishwasher? Two dishwashers or
one? Don't think
you've
dusted very much here. Okay. Well, you want to get that knocker fixed?
Looks like someone needs a coaster, don't they?
Oh.
Been drinking some things.
A mother of children and four floors of stairs.
What's this? Is this a potholder now? Oh, it's just a lost cat thing. Okay.
So Cameron's just like, I've learned over the years that with Catherine, you just let her do what she wants and then she'll eventually return.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God. Oh.
And Cameron's under a table like, oh my God.
It's like the ghost of Thomas Ravenel.
It's my baby.
I was just in the neighborhood. I heard you've been buying some Rolls Royces with my money, and while you are an upstanding lady, that money is mine, bitch. And if it is Thomas's money that she's using, then go buy five Rolls Royces. Yeah.
But does he have that much to just buy a Rolls Royce? I mean, from 2011? I think.
Yes.
He does?
His family has a bridge. A bridge.
Girl, we've seen those bridges. They could fall. Those bridges look unstable.
They got that old money. Like that money that like came
old
from
money
the
isn't
before.
As much, you know? Like when our grandparents were little, they were like, I made $5 a week and I bought a house.
Well, either way. So Naomi walks in and Naomi's like already like, you can see she's in a mood, which I love Naomi when she's in a mood, you know? Because she's like me when I'm hangry, you know? So she's like, you know, like being friends with Catherine, it just means bonjour, texting, and like not getting a text back, making plans, knowing that she's not gonna be there. Yeah, I'm gonna rip into her. Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
You know, that bonjour. She's probably not gonna show up if you invite her somewhere. So I'm just like, arm's length. So, what was that? Did you hear that? What's that noise?
It was a ghost. Someone's like, how could you say that about Naomi? Naomi.
Okay, so do you like when I imitate myself, like 2 seconds later? So Cameron's like, so does Thomas have the kids? And Catherine's like, no, I do. And Cameron's like, where are they? When they act up, I just put them in the dishwasher until I come home.
I told him to run around the neighborhood and find that cat that's gone missing.
One's in the washer, one's in the dryer. They're not turned on. So she's like, yeah, they're with my mom. And then, Chelsea's like, girl, you live in large, girl. Isn't this a good thing to live so large? Catherine's like, Hermes. So then Danny comes in and she's like, hi, just here to be happy. Don't have anything wrong with me. Nothing's wrong with me at all. I'm not mad at anybody. Great to be here.
I'm so happy right now. Nothing could go wrong. I have nothing on my mind and nothing is festering at all.
Gosh. So they all go, they all hop into a G-Wagon, Cameron's G-Wagon, and they're driving off to the treehouse thing, and now it's time to make some banter. So Cameron has some, like, gummy bears. And Naomi's like, did you know that some people put gummy bears up their butt?
Yeah, for that instant satisfaction.
Is that true? I've never heard of people putting gummy bears up their butt. And I listened to Dan Savage for like 6 months. And trust me, if there is something to be put up your butt, I know about it because Dan Savage talks about everything. It's like, where do you keep your stapler? Up your butt. Some people find it sexually stimulating. It's great.
Well, not Cameron. She's like, I don't understand why anybody puts anything up their butt. And that includes a wiener. And all the girls are like, yeah, no, totally, totally, totally.
Catherine's just quiet, like. And Chelsea's like, you know, some people choke alcohol up their butts.
Cut to Craig trying to sit on a keg. Is this working?
Keg stand. He's like on his head. He's like,
let it go. Let it go.
He's building ice castles out of his fingers with beer. He's like, let it go. So, yeah, Chelsea's like, some people chug it up their butt. And Amy goes, yeah, it's called butt chugging.
Or as they say in France, le chug du butt.
Le chug du butt.
And Danny's like, gross. And Amy goes, you can look it up. No, don't look it up.
Yeah.
She's like, you'll never unsee that, okay?
Yeah.
So then Danny's like, what's grosser? Chugging beer up your butt or not getting a text back from your friend? In a timely fashion.
Segway. Real smooth, Danny.
I'm just kidding. But you saw it on her face. She's like, oh, that's gross? I'll tell you what's gross. Thinking your friend might be dead on the side of a road in Miami. That's gross.
That's real gross. I'm wearing an UGG on one foot and a stiletto on the other. That's gross. I had to make an executive decision, and I was wrong.
That's gross. So they're like, so, Catherine, how was your trip? And she's like,
it was great. I really like him a
it's
lot.
It's really good. Well, I really like him. There's a lot of potential
so
in there.
Like it was
he
really
might move
funny.
To Charleston. I don't know.
So she's like, I really like him. And Chelsea's like, how long you been together?
2 months.
And Cameron's like, well, if you fall in love and get married, is he going to move here or what? And you're going to put dog doors on those stairs or your children just going to tumble to their death? And have you ever heard of a Swiffer sweeper? They also make dusters, which you can dust things with. Okay, isn't this fun? Girls trip!
So Catherine tells us that this is the first time she's really felt like giddy and excited about someone since Thomas. And then it just like cuts to her in the confessional or the interview. And she's just like...
Yeah,
just taking a big, long vape.
It was a jewel. Okay, I know the shapes. I own every device in my house.
She goes, and I really enjoy the fact that he won his Senate seat because it was a little bit of a fuck you to Thomas.
And she's trying to make it sound all, like, nice and romantic. She's like, well, he's retiring to the public sector into this law firm that's in Florida, and they might open up in Austin and... Charleston. And then, but while she's saying that, they're putting up all these clips of like, disgraced senator!
I know.
Did he beat his wife? Penis is growing from his ears. Farts in public. It's like, well,
and then they showed the video of Austin again going, you're insane. You're an insane person.
You're an insane person right now.
So now we go over to Airy Hall. No relation to Mount Airy Lodge for all you Pennsylvania people. This is the Limehouse Plantation. Now, I just have a few notes. I feel like if you are a family that's been around for generations upon generations upon generations in Charleston, maybe don't call it the plantation anymore. Call it the estate.
Well, what are you going to call it? The Funfield. Airy Funfield. The Good Times Ranch.
I'm just like, we cannot call it the plantation anymore. Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, so we're at the Limehouses, and Eliza gets out of her car, and her brother Chase is there.
What's his name? I didn't write it. Chase.
Oh, let me give you a lay of the land. There's her brother Chase, her father Chip, and their dog Strom.
Strom?
Yeah, Strom. Strom, if you don't know what the Strom stands for.
Yeah, Strom Thurmond.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on Texicanas and I finally knew one question right for my citizenship test. Do you watch that? I'm sorry, let me just say one Texicanas thing. There's this girl, Aya Nancy, right? Is that her name? Who's taking her citizenship test, and she's like, I'm not going to pass this test because Trump hates me, because she says all this shit about it. And they keep asking her questions, and she doesn't know the answer to any of them, but I don't either. I watch it, and I'm like, this isn't fair. I should not be a citizen either. Kick me out. I know nothing. Okay, sorry.
So Liza shows up, and like...
Jason Strom!
So Liza shows up and her, like, her brother and her dad are dressed like in luck. They got like
North
their
face,
fleece vests and all that stuff. She's like, I didn't get the memo that it was the English countryside dress up time. And they're like, we didn't get the memo that it was Kesha dress up time. I was like, this is what happens with straight pride. Okay, this is what happens.
North Face and Kesha coming Kesha soon. Coming soon to Boston.
So Eliza's like, this is the happiest place on earth. Erie Hall Plantation. That's where I grew up. Yeah, my horses are there. My polo's there. Every single holiday is there. It's home. That's where the heart is. I've never had to lift a finger.
Yeah. So, yeah. So she's talking about how, like, her dad used to be her idol and everything. But guess what? He cheated. Who would have thought on this show, right?
Yeah, shocker, yeah. Chip. Who knew Chip was a cheater? Cheating Chip. You can see the headlines now. Cheating Chip. Charleston.
Cheating Chip.
And the dad's like, you know what a redfish is, Lizzie? And she's like, yes. No, I don't. I don't know what a redfish
don't
is.
Don't know. Don't care.
So, you know, they're all scarred. And this is the scene where we're really supposed to feel for Eliza. But maybe they should start with scenes like this. Also not taking place on a plantation. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little too late 4 weeks in, guys.
She tells a crazy story about how she's supposed to go to the Bahamas with her, I guess, her boyfriend, Don. And then, like, Don forgot his passport, so they were like, they told their friend who had the private plane, like, just go on without us. And then the plane actually crashed, and the people on it died. So she sort of skirted death, etc. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, Final Destination. But I'm just imagining death showing up and seeing this cast and being like, I don't know. I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah.
You can have.
They're
it,
too
like,
lazy to follow have. Through with whatever was supposed to kill them in the first place. You know, it's like they're supposed to be on this plane, but they forgot their passport. We were gonna run them over with that car, but they were late to work. You know, it's like, they're just too lazy to get killed.
Death is like, listen, I tried when Craig had that butter knife with the wall. I tried my best. I'm sorry. Now I have this archaic device.
But you know how whenever someone on a reality show is like, I prayed to Jesus that this would be okay, and everyone's like, God doesn't watch Bravo. This proves that he does.
Yeah.
God's like, we're not killing Eliza yet. I just cast her on this shit. She's
we need a new villain.
Show.
We can't kill off the villain just yet.
Plan a trip for Barbara to the Bahamas, you know?
Rude.
Guys,
rude.
That was not me saying rude. That. That was God.
It's too soon after Aaliyah. Okay, so it's now it's the girls' trip.
Too soon after Aaliyah, is that what you said?
I would never say such a thing. Now it's the girls' trip. So I love when I catch Ronnie off guard. If I could just like sneak one little thing in.
I feel like you're just trying to see if I'm paying attention. Like, wait a minute.
Love you, Aaliyah.
So, now,
so thanks God, Eliza's still with us.
This is getting real dark. So now we go to the girls' trip, where they go to the Bolt Farm Treehouses, and I have a bone to pick with this place because is it me or none of those treehouses in trees?
They are, right?
They were just houses on stilts. Because I watch House Hunters International, and I saw the episode where that couple went down to like Peru or something. And they got a treehouse with a tree right in the middle, and it was a ring, and they were off the grid, and I
these
hated
aren't those?
I no, these are just like houses on stilts.
I think I put it in my brain that I saw them on trees.
I mean,
know?
Maybe I'm
like,
wrong.
I'm dumb if you tell
did
me
anyone
something.
See a tree? Did anyone see a tree?
You guys, it's crazy how I can make my memory just remember things, you know? Because I was like, it's a treehouse, so it was in a tree. This I'm like literally shocked because in my brain I see it on a tree.
This is why I love doing the live shows, because to be able to like rally a crowd around, there was no tree in the treehouse. Everyone's like, you're right. I'm like, yes, I feel heard.
You've got backup.
So they're showing up and Chelsea's like, I feel like I'm pulling into Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
And Danny goes, I was going to say Blair Witch Project.
Which then
talk about a girl who doesn't call you back. Blair Witch Project, the story of this girl who just stood in a corner and wouldn't answer her texts.
Is it me, or is like the Blair Witch Project totally something that Craig would do? Like, I heard there's like a witch in the trees near Baltimore, so...
Let's go see it.
Let's go look. Hey guys, I threw away the map. Sorry.
Do you guys want to sing Frozen? Like the Blair Witch is coming for them. I'll sing Frozen. Come on.
Let
he would
go.
Just go right up to the Blair Witch standing in a corner and being like, want to do a cake stand?
He just walks into that Blair Witch house. He like walks in and like door opens and it's awesome being like, this is insane. There's a witch in there. It's insane.
The Blair Witch doesn't even kill him because she's sick of looking at his dick scene on the show. It's like, ugh.
The Blair Witch is DMing Gentry. Like, hey, saw your pic. Blair from Baltimore.
Craig's like, can I say that you're my girlfriend and make Naomi mad?
It's like Patricia's next ball. She's like,
this is my new girlfriend.
Well, it's all right. We already had the Blair Witch on the show, and her name was Ashley.
Can't Ashley just retire to her normal life? Chelsea!
Chelsea! Chelsea! You're just an egg donor.
Yeah, Cameron's like, just saying, no one would hear a scream, including my baby. Thank God. I'll stay here forever. I don't care. Take my limbs.
Take me to the woods.
Are there babies there? I'm in.
So then we meet the owners of this treehouse place, Seth and Tori Bold, who look like they're like a 90s grunge band who've like, let's move on to a new chapter in our lives, you know?
I wrote, yay, lesbians. We've never seen that on this show. I really did. I thought they were lesbians. I was like, I'm so proud of this show for moving forward step by step, vagina by vagina. You know, good for them. It wasn't. It was a guy.
Seth and Tori Bold.
Sorry.
So they start going into these treeless tree houses, etc. Catherine's like, oh my God, a round bed. This has been my dream ever since MTV Cribs with Michael Jordan. If only she knew about a round house. Am I right, everyone? Then you're really living.
And then they're like, we're going to the vineyard? And Catherine goes, I don't even know what a vineyard is, to be honest.
I think it's a place where you
You just planned a drinking weekend. Have fun with that.
Well, you know, speaking of New York, what I loved was this moment here because Cameron and Chelsea are now in their treehouse and they're pouring themselves wine. And Cameron goes, is it rude to drink around Catherine? And Chelsea's like, well, it's her idea to go to Vineyard and we're not all getting, you know, we're all going to get freaking hammered or whatever. But like,
Cameron's like, speak for yourself. I'm getting hammered, buddy.
I just
there ain't
love,
no goddamn baby here. I'm on a shot call. There ain't no goddamn baby here. How about that? Lord of that.
I just love the contrast of Cameron being like, should we drink around Catherine? To then like on New York where it's like, I'm sober. Who the fuck cares, Luann?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those New York bitches do not care. They do not care.
Taking off their shirts. Fucking the guy, putting away their shoes. It's so sad because it's true. Cameron's like, I'm getting tanked. So then we go over to Danny and Naomi and Catherine, and they're like, are you ready to go to dinner? And Danny's like, yeah, are you ready to go? And Catherine's like, I'm looking for a better shirt. Y'all go ahead if you want. She's just going like this in her luggage. I'm looking for a shirt. You guys can go. And they're like, they're all mad.
Yeah. Catherine's like,
let's go.
It's like we're at adult summer camp, but it's adult fall camp. I was like, written by Craig.
Yeah.
So they're working each other up, Danny and Naomi. Naomi's like, Danny, the way that she's been, like, I just don't know. And Danny's like, she's actually been kind of normal. And she's like, I know, but I'm like getting mad. So then we go over to Cam and Chelsea, who are like the perfect people to stay together, you know? Because Chelsea's like redoing tile in the bathroom already, yeah. And Cameron's just getting
shit-faced.
She's like
importing a tree to put in the treehouse. So, yeah, they're hanging out. And basically, they're going to go now to this vineyard for the wine tasting and everything. Cameron's like, they're trying rosé, and Cameron's like, I don't think I like the rose. Danny's like, I'm already so mad at so many things. You're going to add this to my list. It's rosé.
So they get to the vineyard, and my Mima is serving them. Her name is Aretha.
Yeah, Aretha.
She's like, we are so delighted to have you. Now listen here, girls. On days like this, when it rains, we pour. Like, all right, Mima.
Lisa Vanderpump just inserts herself. Get it!
Never mind, I quit.
I quit.
Oh. Lisa Vanderpump's like, I would like to offer you some muscadine. But you've hurt me deeply. To my core, I don't know if I can recover.
So the lady is pouring wine for them all to taste, and Catherine just pours her out, because obviously, you know, she's in recovery, so she's not going to drink it. But I'm like, dude, you could just say, like, I'm not going to drink it. But anyway, so...
Well, it's a wine tasting, so you're allowed to throw it away. Look at your little Kleenex.
I know, there goes...
That's why you don't litter.
Some of Austin's breakfast sandwich just floated off into the darkness.
Also, the running thing in this is that muscadine wine sucks ass. Yeah. Did you notice? Like, it's the worst.
They are sitting there, and
it's
they're
the
like,
worst vineyard in the world. Everybody's like, "Oh, muscadine."
They're like, "Did Austin make this? This is like tastes like grapefruit." Why does he keep thinking that's a compliment?
Oh.
So, yeah, they hate it. They hate this.
And Cameron
so
goes,
much.
"Oh well, she's trying to be positive, but she's wasted." So she's like, oh, well, you know what? They taste a lot better than they smell. The new logo for Muscadine.
And for
tastes
Shep.
Tastes better than it smells. Muscadine!
So then Whitney texts Catherine during this and like, Yo, mother, where you at, mother? Mother, where you at?
Where you at, mother? She's like, just texted, where you at, mother? Does that seem weird to anybody?
Did we ever tell the story about the first time we met Patricia? So the first time we met her at this, she and Whitney were in LA, and so they invited us to dinner. And so we went.
And Catherine.
And Catherine was there too. So we came over, and we were like sitting at like the bar area. And like the very first thing Patricia does is she goes, hey, can you do that mother thing to Whitney? Can you show Whitney what you do?
Because Whitney's like, a podcast. Okay, that's great. Okay, mother. Okay,
so we're like,
oh, Whitney, they do a wonderful impersonation of you. Do it.
Do it. That do thing. It. Was it mother? Do it. So we're like.
And then Ben's like, you do it, Ronnie. I was like.
No, I did it too, because I remember being mortified. We're both like,
I was like, no, you won't like it. And he's like, me, sure I will. I don't care. Go ahead, do it. I think it's funny. Like, I can totally take a joke. It's totally funny. I can take a joke. So I did that. You know, I was like, hello, mother. Live your Rembrandt, mother.
And Patricia is cracking up.
Made some read
on like,
jokes.
Oh.
And then it just goes worse and worse, right? Because he's looking at us like, that's not me. It's nothing like me.
I like to think that that's the reason why Whitney and Catherine had fun that night. I'm assuming all this talk, they said it happened in LA. They were together, so maybe it was that night.
Oh, that's not the reason.
Well, either way.
A penis was the reason, okay? A penis is always the reason.
Penis.
So every fight in the Bible comes down to penis. I'm telling you. Think about it more deeply. You'll see I'm right.
Toxic masculinity. So, okay, so now we see...
Where you at, mother?
Whitney's in a coffee shop. He's texting.
He has his own keyboard that just goes.
And Shep comes in. He's like, oh, of course. Hi. I'm going to be that guy to order the pumpkin spice latte.
I'm just a guy standing in front of a girl.
Gosh.
Asking her to make him a pumpkin spice latte. Gosh!
Got Nella MLM. So,
he sits down with Whitney. And Whitney has gotten himself a French press. He's got the whole, like,
just
the
so
thing.
Whitney.
And Whitney goes, French press, bro.
Yeah, French press, bro. And Shep's like, I want some. And he gets a little coffee cup. And Whitney's like, get your own pot, bro. Because you know Whitney like is like, is this the right temperature? He probably has like a little pocket thing he pulls out and puts on the edge of the pot like, could you do this a couple more degrees? Thanks. I lived in France.
I love that they had a turf war over a French press. That's the point.
So then the chef's like, that girl's hot. The vodka.
It's pumpkin spice Tito's.
Don't worry, I'm only drinking down to the label top. It's like being married, you know? Then later, if he's like, you fucked that whole thing up, you drunk ass, I can be like, no, but I only drank right before the label. I didn't get all...
So it's very sad, actually, because Whitney's dog is sick, and he's had this dog for 13 years. It's very, really sad. And Shep is like...
I know, but don't tell me that at lunch. You know what I mean? That's something you text me. When my dog died, I didn't go to lunch with people. Like, do you want to go to lunch? Hey, here we are. Zena died. I'm like, no, that's mean. Text me.
We are opening up old wounds on Rondell at the moment. Getting a look into his psyche. So Whitney's like, yeah, so his dog, he's had his dog for 13 years, and Jeff is like, wow, that's your longest relationship ever. Excluding this French press, am I right? High five, no one. High five. And Whitney goes,
I was telling mother.
Other than my mother.
Oh, I thought he said I was telling mother.
No, he
other
said,
other than my mother.
Other than my mother.
Other than my mother. It's the only woman who hasn't disappointed me, so.
I wish I could say that about Whitney. We're just being so mean to poor Whitney. Poor Whitney.
It's fun, though. Doesn't it feel good?
Feels great.
It's like a foot massage. So Cameron's like, so, what was Whitney like? She doesn't even know the answer yet. She's like,
how many rounds? That was a trick question. How many rounds?
Yeah, how many rounds? Like, one. And Chelsea goes, was it passionate? It's like, no. Are there any noises that he makes? She's like, not going there. Because, you know, it's just like,
Renob.
Oh, wait. Mother. And you know Catherine's face, she was just laying there like,
so then Cameron's like, did he get fully nude? Catherine's like, he kept his glasses on.
So then back at the treehouse, they get a little time to chill, which means talk shit about Catherine while she's not in the treehouse.
Or if you're Chelsea, you're going to make guacamole. How the hell did she get guacamole fixins? I'm going to make some guacamole. You're in a treehouse, sort of.
Because Chelsea's the only person who comes prepared, you know? She's the only person on who's like, you know what? We're going on a trip. I'm bringing some avocado.
Danny's like, I would have brought avocados too if you just called me back. Oh, I got to make guacamole.
And then Catherine's with Danny and Naomi, and it's so awkward. And so Catherine's like,
you know, I never really take a chance to look at the sky.
When you wish upon an urn, makes no difference where Thomas is.
I just love seeing the sky for the first time, Mike.
So,
wow.
It's moving. It's always moving.
It's so moving.
So, Cameron, whatever, who cares? Yeah. Okay, so then Nadine.
I was about to say the same thing. Cameron doesn't have cell service.
I love Cameron, you know, I really do, but I don't care about your baby shit. Like, I don't care. I liked it better when she's with the baby. Like, if you're gonna, I don't want to hear you talk about your baby. I want to see your baby torturing you. That's the fun for me. When she puts, like, the little baby monitor next to her computer, and she's like, here I go, where is the baby? Like, she gets mad every time. It made a noise.
It's just a video feed of Craig. I'm ready for my feeding.
Let it go.
Let it go.
So Danny, what's her buns? Catherine goes outside to, like, look at the sky. And Danny's like, girl, I'm about to call her out on everything. It's called accountability, which I know she couldn't know this at the time, but this is not the season to be saying accountability over and over again. That is a way to get on my bad side really quick.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
Accountability.
Accountability. It's about accountability.
So Nadine's like, Naomi's like, she gets a pass every time, but at what point do you just not give a shit about your friends sometimes? Like, there's a line between, like, a friendship, it's a two-way street. She's, like, mixing a lot of metaphors, but yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah. So, so she's getting all amped up. She's like, the conversation has to happen tonight. So she's losing her mind. So now it's finally dinner time. So they all go to the honeymoon treehouse.
The honeymoon.
Which the honeymoon treehouse.
I've taken a lot of ladies here to the honeymoon treehouse. I'm like, Mr. Darcy. Mr. Darcy had several felony counts. So
the honeymoon treehouse. The lights go off when you snap, and the door only opens if the man has the combination. So
this nice.
So Chelsea's Logan, the caretaker, shows up, and he's like, "Hi." He's like terrified because he knows it's a Bravo show coming. Yeah. Which they should, because he probably was like, "Oh, Bravo's coming." Click. Ah! Like Real Housewives of New York was on or something. He's horrified.
He hasn't watched it since 1999. He was expecting like. Nice people. So
but it's just them, you know. So he's like, do you want some wine? And Chelsea goes, you got Pinot Noir? And he goes, I got some Muscadine. And they're like,
no, no. No.
It's like the easiest trip to stay sober on.
This is truly the scariest episode of all time. The Muscadine.
Treehouse of Horror.
So then Muscadine. They serve, so that they all have to like, they're all like, who's gonna, like, what do we say about the Muscadine? They're all looking at each other, and Chelsea's like, that sounds fine. And they're all like, yeah, no, that's great. We love Muscadine.
Yeah, great.
So then they get Muscadine, and then they're served the tiniest little salad bowls, like these little bowls of the crab cake on them. They're like the size of the top of this PBR. I was like, what is happening in this treehouse place? I don't understand any of it.
You're mad at Logan and his shitty wine, his shitty little bowls. So Catherine's like, cheers to being badass women who are only dating rich politicians with tons of money because they're really cute and nice, you know? And they're like, hey, cheers to women. And Cameron's like, cheers to all having wonderful men but not needing them. Just kidding, I really need Jason. Thank God for Jason. Jesus Christ, yeah. I would kill myself. And Chelsea's like, I need Jonathan. Wait, what's his name? Peter.
His name is Alan, and I need him. So Cameron's like, you know, the thing is that, like, you know, we fight and everything. It's mostly my fault. But you know what, though? You know you can always tell you've got a good man if he doesn't say anything bad about you. He never puts me down ever, and that's how you know it's a good man. Not once.
Not one time. And then it just cuts to Catherine going, Also, the Logan brings out crab cakes. He's like, here's some crab cakes. And Catherine goes,
just like, where's the frosting?
She's just staring at it like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. So now, like, after the food has been served, you can see the girls are winding up to confront her. But since it's, like, Southern charm, they do, like, they have a long game. So they're like, so, tell us about Joe, which means, you fucking bitch, you didn't text me back.
Yeah, you didn't text me back, bitch. Tell me about Joe. And she's like, I mean, he's nice. He's like a Sicilian, like Italian.
Sicilia.
So he says things like, hey, baby, hey. Hey.
And Danny's like eating like, great. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy
Italian, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sicilian, mm-hmm. This is so fascinating. Yeah, I hope we get great. To talk about this great. All night.
Yeah, I bet you text him back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Catherine's like, he works out a lot, you know, so I think he's a good person. Think.
So, I like how Catherine bases her good person stuff, okay? He says, hey, baby. He spray tans like she does. And he works out a lot. Wouldn't dating just be more fun if we had that as a list?
So Danny is really, you can tell she's really gearing up because then she goes, okay, well, I just want to know more about Joe. I want to know more.
Yeah, because
like,
she can't
okay,
do it.
Like, what
and then
else
Nadine's
is there?
Looking at her like, I mean, Naomi. I keep calling her Nadine, I'm sorry. But Naomi's sitting there like,
come on, Danny, I believed in you. You're the one who's going to bring it up.
Yeah.
They're like so ready to jump down her throat.
So Catherine's like, there's just something special between us. And Danny's like, what? She goes, he encourages me to be proactive. And Danny's like, yes, here we go. Proactive, you say? So
that's
then why were you MIA this week? Did it. Got it. Nailed it.
I just put, haha, worst segue ever. So then the music is like, you know when they do that rattle? They're like,
zing.
Top chef.
Adam
shows up.
And Catherine's like, I went to a charity event in New York and then I missed my plane, so I went to Miami instead to be with him. And Danny's like, can I be honest? You know how protective of you. You know that, right? So I have to say it. You've built so much in the past 2 years, and you're self-sabotaging right now. You are self-sabotaging right now.
You were gone for 5 days, and we thought you'd be back on Saturday or Sunday, and you're not here. And Naomi, you're just going to let me just, like, die up here? Or no? Okay, You were gonna text back, Catherine. Are you sure, Naomi? Are you sure? Because we talked about this.
Naomi's like,
You're gonna let just me do it, okay? All right.
Naomi's like, never heard this before.
Naomi's like, I didn't have a problem with it. I think we text too much.
Lobby online, shop there. So Catherine's like, well, I chose to go. And Danny goes, why? Because you had a prior engagement. She goes, no, I didn't. And she goes, well, I'm not doing tit for tat right now. Because Danny is so mad, but it's like the wrong time, you know? So she's just going to go there. But you can't fight with Catherine because Catherine's just like,
oh.
Just bitch mad lately? At, you know?
Yeah. So Danny's like, you've changed in the past month. You're testy and I know you're trying to avoid No, still nothing, Naomi. Okay.
And Catherine's like, I'm feeling attacked. So it's like, attacked! I'll tell you what's not attacked my phone with text messages from you in reply to the text messages I sent you. Anybody? Naomi's like,
no. So then, yeah. So Danny's basically like, you know what? You've had to deal with so much in your life at 27, and there's just so much chaos and everything.
So much.
But you've never had to be accountable for, like, day-to-day stuff. Like, be on work on time,
yeah.
Okay? Meet me. When it says meet me here at 5 o'clock, it does not mean 6 o'clock.
Yeah. And then simple just things. You just haven't had to deal with that. You haven't
Catherine
had to deal with
time. Catherine
just
staring at her like, I'm never hanging out with you again, bitch.
But also, Catherine's that person who just will never take the responsibility. She'll just look at you like she's crazy. And really, I love that this whole fight is being on time. Like, that's what they're mad at. That's what it's boiled down to. So Catherine's like, the reason I'm late is because I spent 3 years moving house to house with no structure and dealing with serious depression. Like, I've lived with my parents. I've gone through custody. And I just don't have structure. And that's when Danny's like, the rest of the world does have structure, though, Catherine, okay? And she's like, yeah, but can I finish? Can I get there?
I don't mean disrespect. And Danny's like, well, everyone else in the world has stuff, Catherine. Like, we all have our battles.
And Catherine goes, I'm working my ass to get my shit together. And Naomi at this point is like, I hear a Craigism.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's probably true.
She's like, so is everyone else in the world, Catherine. You know, Danny was like, oh, thank God, that was hard. That was hard.
So Catherine lists all the stuff she's gone through, and she's like, I'm doing my best to get to a point where I can handle all the shit going on and be on time. And if you have pointers, I would love to hear them, because I'm literally Googling Pinterest.
I'm on Pinterest how to organize
time. I'm literally Googling it, how to organize time, okay? How to be a morning person.
She's trying to put time into a closet organizer. Doesn't work. It's abstract.
Every time I'm late from now on, I'm going to be like, Ben, I'm so sorry, but that child custody thing last year still has me fucked up. It's weird.
It's weird.
So it's like jet fatigue, you know?
So Naomi is basically like, listen, I would not be a friend to you if I didn't say that I think it's foolish for you to buy the Rolls Royce, and I want to make sure you're thinking things through. Also, text us the fuck back, bitch. Text us back.
So she's like, you don't have to explain yourself, Catherine. Catherine's like, I mean, I don't have to explain to you why I spend my money. She's like, but you're spending money on a car and a house. And so it turns into this big thing, and then Naomi's like, well, the perception of it, it's not great. This might be a good time to mention, have you guys read the Naomi mural thing in South Charleston?
I only learned about this on the drive over here.
So apparently Naomi's new restaurant, her family's new restaurant, they stole a mural from another artist. And so he Instagrammed her and was like, bitch, you literally stole my mural. And she's like, no, I didn't. I saw your mural, thought it was cool, and took parts of it that I liked. You're welcome. Like, you're welcome. Do you want to shout out on Instagram? And he's like, fuck you! She's like, okay, now you're getting violent.
Yeah. Kidding.
So that's all I could think of during this scene.
I know. So, Kath, it's funny because, like, on the one hand, like, I hate it when people don't text me back and are super late all the time, you know? But then it's, like, hard for me to, like, not be on Team Catherine because I just think Catherine's so funny. But then I also think Naomi's funny, and I was like, why do you guys have to fight? Why can't we focus on the assholes of the show? Like, Shep and Austin and all that. Why do the girls have to tear each other down?
Yeah, because it's also the dumbest fight ever. Like, you're late. Like, who cares? So they're really trying with the music, because the music's already been rattling and going, shing! And
they're trying everything. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. And Naomi's like, I can sense that you're feeling attacked right now, but that's not the place we're coming from, and if you say you're okay, that's all we need. Okay. And then it stops, and Catherine goes, well, this has gotten significantly awkward. It's easy. That's the first and the piece and the 1, 2, 3.
And you just see Gizmo with like a little hobo sack being like.
And that brings us
and
to
that
the
was
end
the end of that.
Of Southern
Milwaukee,
Charm.
Thank you so much. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Thank you,
you
very
so much.
Much. Good
here.
Night, everyone.
Good
morning,
BBC Sounds.
Yellow tape everywhere here. It's a crime scene.
It's just not right. How much do they earn to kill a rhino?
About 40, 50,000 for one rhino.
The podcast you'll be glad you can't see, but need to hear.
Worldwide, there are only 5,400 black rhino.
That's why I've been banging the drum about it being a war.
Time is running out to save the rhino. Kevin Peterson, Beast of Man. To listen, download the free BBC Sounds app.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and you have stumbled across the Made in Chelsea podcast. Now, I know I'm a pretty charming guy, all right? And people come up to me and go, hey, Jamie, how do you do it? And I tell them, be enthusiastic about meeting people. And most importantly, always be ready to smile. So make sure yours are looking the best with Sensodyne. It's designed to help care for sensitive teeth. The MIC Drop is proudly sponsored by Sensodyne, here for the hashtag sensitive moments on Made in Chelsea.